This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They are still investigating what caused the wildfires in Hawaii. At least 111 people died. Maui's Emergency Management Agency Administrator Herman Andaya is defending not sounding sirens during the fire. He says they were afraid people would have fled right into the fire.
The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded. In fact, on the website of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, the firing guideline is provided. If you are in a low-lying area near the coastline, evacuate to high grounds.
As the recovery begins, Washington is stepping in to help survivors.
FEMA says it's taken an important step in helping Maui recover from the wildfires. Administrator Deanne Criswell says the agency's opened its first disaster recovery center on the island, housing multiple agencies.
Where people can register for assistance and help get some, and get additional support.
Criswell says search and recovery efforts continue in Lahaina, and more dogs are being sent to help their exhausted comrades.
They have to deal with issues with their paws, walking through glass and debris.
Criswell spoke at the White House after briefing President Biden, who plans to visit Maui with the First Lady Monday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Pentagon study reportedly says U.S. military academies have to improve their leadership and stop toxic practices like hazing. The study aimed at addressing an alarming spike in sexual assaults and misconduct. The U.S. approved this, says Israel. It's won its largest ever defense deal, selling a sophisticated missile defense system to Germany for $3.5 billion. Police in Italy are looking in the woods for a young Dutchman suspected of stabbing to death his father and a family friend. The man is 21 and believed to suffer from psychiatric problems. This is AP News. Trouble in Pakistan.
Police in eastern Pakistan have arrested over 100 Muslims overnight after a Muslim mob, angered over an alleged desecration of the Quran, attacked churches and homes in minority Christian areas. Christians slowly returned to their homes in the city of Jaranwala to see the destruction. Most had quickly moved to safer places as the mob rampaged through on Wednesday in one of the country's most destructive attacks against Pakistani Christians. Outside her torched house, Shazia Amjad says, "We were sitting at home when suddenly we heard that a mob was coming and it's burning homes and attacking churches." While Azim Mazza asks, "What is our fault? Why are our houses and churches being burned? We want justice." The violence has drawn nationwide condemnation, with the nation's caretaker prime minister ordering police to ensure the rioters are arrested. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.